We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference meets on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Telephone access is 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Okay, tonight we are once again going to talk about child abductions, hideous, hideous topics of toddlers being taken and used as sexual flesh. I would like to welcome my co-host, Angela Farrell. Angela, are you with us?
Hi, Frank. Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right.
Is it warm there in Boston?
Oh, yeah. We're actually 79 or 80 right now, which is rare.
Ooh, that's hot. Yeah.
Can you turn up a little bit, Ange?
I said hot like the topic we have tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's amazing to me, just listening on the radio today, you know, them going back into the Epstein issues, that this topic is so well hidden, and is now, you know, maybe coming to the surface a little bit. I never realized that so many women and children were being trafficked in the United States, let alone, you know, the whole world. You look at it like the movie The Millionaire, how to Be a Millionaire, the guy from India. Who they take him from when he was from India, a child in India, into an adult, where he is on the game show How to Be a Millionaire. And he goes through his life scenario where he is fostered into this farm-like situation where he has these people who are prostituting him and his whole group. And he's only about, oh, maybe 7 or 8 at the time. Not only were they doing that, but they were doing disgusting things like removing organs and eyes and things like that from children in India back, I guess, I don't even know how far back this was. I would say probably maybe even in the 80s. But as far as the children being sold for sex, you know, a 9.4 what did they say, $9.5 billion industry a year?
Correct, right. It's hideous. I can't help but look at people like Jeffrey Epstein, the head fund billionaire. Now, he's been convicted as a serial pedophile, recently arrested on charges of molesting, raping, and sex trafficking dozens of young girls. So we're starting to corral a few of them, but with every girl that escapes, 150 are captured by pimps.
That's incredible. Well, at least we're starting to corral a few of them. But still, I mean, the invasion of our women and children, I just can't think, well, no wonder there's no women president. But I don't know. Maybe there's something more to do with that than meets my eyes. I wish I knew. I wish I knew. I have a feeling, you know. If there were to be more women in Congress, which there are now, and for a woman president, would they address these issues? Would they address the issue of trafficking? I would hope so.
I think they will. And when information like this is brought forward, this always rattles people. Like a statement like this, which is true. Adults purchase children for sex at least 2.5 million times a year in the United States. Not a third world country, but the U.S. It makes me ill.
And is it like the ordinary, you know, just ordinary guys, ordinary men, all walks of life? It could be somebody you walk past in the grocery store, and you wouldn't even know it. That's the,
exactly,
the weird thing.
Your doctor, your lawyer.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Do you think it has anyone that has more power or more money than the normal person would be more likely to do that or not?
Well, in this country, let me read you something very old, and it kind of applies. Let me see if I can find it. As political and economic freedom diminishes, sexual freedom tends compensating to increase. And the dictator, unless he needs cannon fodder and families with which to colonize, empty or conquered territories, will do well to encourage that freedom. Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. So it's all about what we let happen. And this is how we refer to this. We have turned a blind eye to everything since John Fitzgerald Kennedy was president of the United States. Laws have passed, bills have passed that clearly step on the Constitution. So people have gotten used to it. So the sad part about this is they don't feel that it's wrong anymore. I know that's hard to swallow.
They don't, they don't, do you think though that it, they don't feel that, for instance, the local strip club or, you know, prostitution, in Vegas or in, you know, Amsterdam, then, or on TV, if you've subscribed for $15 a movie, I mean, maybe they have ignored that that is very popular, and they haven't taken a stance because they don't know the undercurrent of what is really happening, or what can really happen to children. And so, you know, they kind of look at that like, well, you know, you like to look at Playboy and you like to watch porn and you have to do this so many times a day in order to be, you know, happy or go after a 13-year-old girl in order to satisfy something. Of course, it's the people that are doing it to the person as well as the person who's prostituting. They're both just as guilty. But it seems that I think not as many people, I mean, I didn't realize that girls that were just 13, 12, you know, were being prostituted like that. And it is kind of covered up, or was covered up.
Yes, and an average, or on average, a child might be raped by 6,000 men during a 5-year period of servitude. Can you imagine that? I mean, moms and dads, watch your children. I mean, I was in a mall today, and I looked over, and there were these two little twin blonde girls. No parents around. No parents. And because of this article, I actually contacted security, and I told them, there's two little girls right there, and there are no parents visible. So please do something. And I hope that this brings out the same feelings in others so that we can stop this. All it takes is people to notice, to watch what happens in their neighborhoods, learn who comes home when and when they leave for work. Learn the habits of your own neighborhood. Run tests, I mean checks, on everyone that you have suspicions about in your neighborhood. Make your neighborhood safe. And when you take your children out, make sure they are at your side at all times, or else someone like me will make a call. But it has to be done, because this has really gone far enough.
Yes, and it absolutely has.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that it is a part of our history now. I mean, when our forefathers were deciding the Constitution, and then for years after, you know, that it was, I think, unthinkable to do things like this. Maybe not in other countries, but I think in the United States, when we first colonized, you know, with the Puritans and the Amish, and in some ways, I think that they blame, you know, you look at a child and you think, oh, well, she's all dressed up just like a hooker, and she's really asking for it. And, well, why didn't she come forward right after it happened? Well, there's so many reasons why a woman may not come forward right after, you know, something like, you know, that happens. I can just empathize so clearly, because someone can be so easily manipulated. And I think that what you say, to have your child by your side, is very important. And that's a fine line, because being too strict can be not good either. And then the kid goes wild in college, you know. So it's like, you want to have a fine line with that, but a good eye on your children. And if you see it any happening anywhere else, yes, it's our duty to report it, whether we're retaliated on for doing so or not.
I agree. And it is estimated that there are 100,000 to 150,000 underaged sex or child sex workers in the U.S. These girls aren't volunteering to be sex slaves. They're being lured, forced, trafficked into it. In most cases, they have no choice. And who we can blame for this immediately are the fashion designers. I mean, they're making high heels for babies. They're making
high heels for babies.
Right,
good.
Exactly. And no. They're making hooker style high heels for kids in high school. And they're making thongs for preteens. So, come on. So the industry is forcing sex into the limelight, and pretty soon it's going to be like Rome. It's going to be all about sex. It's going to be all about children and sex. It's getting to the point where people in the United States are becoming morally bankrupt. They don't have any sense of what is right or wrong anymore.
So it's like history almost repeating itself, if you say it's going to be like Rome again. But in a way, this is something that I'm sure they would want hidden from history. But you can't hide this from history, because it's out there. It's here. So, do you think that it is more prevalent now in 2019 than it was in, let's say, 1979 or in the 70s?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
In the 70s, morals were much higher. People, if you saw a neighbor's kid, you'd run over and help, you know? It's all going
right.
To help. Okay, hence we got to go to commercial. Folks, we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
We've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question, and I welcome two or three people to call in, and we'll have a discussion. And we can do this at 800-313-9443. Or call in just to listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. To access by phone, the number is 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Okay, we've had some breaking news on the 11th of July. Canadian Senator Larry Campbell is summoned to appear before Genocide Tribunal. Serial killer Willie Picton, CSIS operative, and a former prostitute are also summoned to court. And this is coming from Kevin Annett from Canada, and he is directly responsible as he has been fighting a 25-year war to make this happen. Okay, Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. The registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. Early bird registration is $30 through the 31st of July. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October 21st or 22nd. Their website is https://house.gov/representatives. And that will give you a list of your congressman's websites. Tonight, once again, we are talking about child trafficking. And we are getting it from a woman's view this evening. Angela Farrell is with us, our beautiful co-host.
And thank you, Frank. Well, I think the biggest crime of all is to say nothing. So I felt that it would hopefully benefit others if I talk with you about this subject.
Angie, we've got a caller, Mike from Kentucky.
Yes.
He probably would like to talk to you, I think.
That's right. Go ahead with what you were saying there, Angie.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. I'm all right. They haven't completely deplatformed me yet, but it's getting close.
Oh, no. Don't let them. Yay,
I'm trying not to. I've had several people tell me I need to stand my ground. And then I was at church a couple of months ago, and they gave the story about the guy standing in his lentils against the Philistines until people joined him. So I don't know how many people will do that. But I've got people that are known witnesses to stuff that are too dang scared to do affidavits so we could do something about it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Try not to be scared to do the affidavits. I mean, I was listening to because I did it, and yes, I was retaliated on about it, but you know what? I'm alive, so it's okay.
Yep.
You know, and they need as many affidavits as possible, really.
If you got evidence of witnesses, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you have physics on your side. That's what I learned last night. We have physics on our side. Physics doesn't lie. It's the only thing that doesn't lie. And physics says if you just do the right thing and circle around the light, that's the way it works out. It always works out mathematically. Apparently, yeah. These people who are going and trafficking, for instance.
Come on, it's commercial time, guys. Mike, hang on.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Since we don't have too much time, I would like to get right back to... Oh, Mike, we lost Mike from Kentucky. He dropped off the line. But we didn't lose Angela. So let's continue our discussion. Angela.
I wonder what Mike was saying about the affidavit.
I don't think
he was targeted.
He might call back in. But this has been America's dirty little secret, sex trafficking, especially when it comes to the buying and selling of young girls. It has become big business in America, the fastest growing business in organized crime, and the second most lucrative commodity traded illegally after drugs and guns. And the reasoning behind this is, it's more lucrative and much safer to sell malleable teens than drugs or guns. A pound of heroin or an AK-47 can be retailed once, but a young girl can be sold 10 to 15 times a day.
and a righteous pimp confiscates 100% of her earnings. Okay, we have Andrea from Michigan on the call. Go ahead, Andrea. Okay, Andrea's got a little daring to do, I guess.
Yeah. It really is something, Frank, especially when, you know, these days we talk so much about being implanted and nanomaterial and the Brain Initiative and all those things that make a targeted individual, but also, too, I mean, if we're implanting our children, which they are, it even makes it easier for them to be trafficked, I would imagine. I don't have any children. I mean, I wish I did. I love children, but unfortunately, I don't. But if I did, I would fight tooth and nail not allow my child to be chipped, but
okay,
really
Andrea's
putting
ready.
Yourself on a limb.
Angela, and I think she'd like to talk to you.
Okay. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, this is Andrea calling from Michigan. I appreciate your talking about this subject tonight. I think this crime is taking place on a much grander scale than most of us are aware of in this country. You just mentioned implanting, and as a parent who I have been targeted by energy weapons crimes openly since 2008 and gang stalking, crimes that have just completely devastated my life. I am also very concerned about, you know, I'm in a state that there aren't laws regarding non-consensual chipping, such as there are in Missouri. But I'm very concerned about parents taking their children for dental surgeries, you know, tooth extractions, just everyday routine procedures that we all experience as parents, and then children being chipped while they're put to when they're under anesthesia. But also, my experience has been so extreme with a sponsoring organized crime gang, that their infamous gang had targeted my family years ago, and they had targeted our collective assets. And, you know, when that happens, you learn that there's a whole community there's a system already in place that's set up in organized crime. And that you are then cranked through the system. People are assigned to you. They're moved into your neighborhood to stalk people. A huge part of this crime is using the church or religious institutions as controlled targeting arenas in which families are targeted for their assets. And, you know, you can use all kinds of mind control, voice of God, all kinds of technology to dupe people into thinking they're having religious experiences, or they can, you know, simulate, you can be injured by energy weapons and go up for prayer, and then somebody gets a word of knowledge you know, they'll prophesy over you and know things that, and you think, wow, how did you know that? You must, you know, have a line to God. And actually it's through illegal surveillance that they know all these things. And then suddenly the pain goes away and you come back to church and you think you know, there's been an answer to prayer and that person has performed a miracle, when really they just stopped the energy weapons and so now the pain's gone. So there's all kinds of tricks that are being performed in the church. And one of the most horrible things that is being done is the organized crime sponsoring of gang stalker scams, of grooming youth, such as young women, and gaining their trust. This can be done in church youth groups. It can be done in neighborhood associations. It can be even done by gang stalkers who marry into families for asset insurance frauds and inheritance frauds, and taking them on road trips or trips in which the trusting young women are given date rape drugs, and then they're raped and prostituted. And now I have been, this has been told to me by some of these gang stalkers, that threatening me that they take girls and perform. I haven't sat down and shut and really read thoroughly the science of this, but there's been so much that has taken place of other really extreme crimes with energy weapons, that I wouldn't be surprised if this is going on. And I have also heard Ted Gunderson, who's former FBI, and Robert David Steele, national security, on YouTube interviews in which they talk about really serious crimes being committed by against children in pedophilia gangs, and then also horrible black market crimes. But gang stalkers have informed me that they do egg extractions on girls when they use date rape drugs. There are very elaborate trips that are set up with, and they have, you know, organized crime women who get their nursing degrees and medical people, and they do egg extractions, and then these eggs are sold to black market. Now, this sounds really unbelievable, but this is organized crime. These are not pickpockets or, you know, small crimes. These are very serious federal and state crimes that are going on. And, you know, so one has to wonder what's being done with these eggs. Are they being fertilized, and maybe, you know, young women who aren't visible, like motorcycle gang girls or inner city girls, being paid to have children? And then are these, because it's very lucrative, and then, you know, these children are being sold into human slavery at some point. There's some horrible, horrible crimes that are being committed by organized crime in energy weapons. I have undergone the most monstrous body transformation through microwaving and many, many different types of energy weapons that have caused horrific deformities, injuries, disfigurements, and disablements since 2008. And I have sent a lot of the documentation to various human rights groups that support targeted individuals. So if they're willing, organized crime is willing to do terrible, you know, horrid, Hitler-esque type things to people with energy weapons, and even minor children. It's my understanding from talking to people in the targeted individual networks that this is being done to children also. What else are they doing? Is it that far-fetched to think that they're also, you know, using Rohypnol or other date rape drugs and extracting eggs and creating human life for trafficking? I wouldn't put anything past these people. They have no moral conscience. Human life, means nothing to them, and it's all about my crime, the crime that was perpetrated against me openly and covertly to others, is all about acquiring assets, intellectual properties, insurance, real estate mobbing, and the list goes on. Anything they can siphon from a family, any financial gain they can make, and it's an industry. It's not, you know, you don't have to be rich to be targeted. And I think that when a family is targeted, they look at grandma and grandpa, what they're worth, and then mom and dad, and then all the potential that can be the businesses the family owns, and then they marry in the Trojans, and they surround, they move them into their lives and their businesses and circles and neighborhoods, and then they peg them off with energy weapons, and then, you know, try to acquire their assets. And then once assets are acquired, that the desired assets, such as the businesses or intellectual properties, are signed over to the sponsors of the terrorism. But one of the things that's considered an asset is the eggs of a human being. And I'm very concerned that leads to a part of human trafficking that most people aren't even aware of. I would have never thought about any of these things. I would have never even known what energy weapons crimes were if I had not. And a lot of people don't know until they're targeted. And I've had a lot of years now to become informed. And I thank God for people like Dr. John Hall. And because, you know, they had me really thinking that I was having, miracles and things like that happening at church until I turned on. And I do have faith. I'm a person of great faith. Otherwise, I would have never been able to survive this. However, I was thankful that one day I turned on YouTube and there was John Hall's program about energy weapons crimes and including mind control. So I began to realize they were controlling, getting away with the injuries using the mind control element of the crime. So I just wanted to share that, and I hope that it's helpful to know that there are many different ways, human trafficking, avenues to human trafficking and supplying children.
Thank you so much for your contribution.
Scary. Thank you.
We have Mike from Kentucky. So right. If you'd like to stay on and possibly speak with Mike, that would be great.
Sure.
Mike, you still with us? No, he must have dropped off again. Anyway, I'd like to thank you, and I'm sure Angela would still like to speak with you. Go ahead, Angela.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, what you're saying has happened. It has happened to me. Industry can be organized crime is industry, and it can be embedded in an industry. I hate to take a company that's has 20,000 people and say the whole company is that's an industry, but it's all organized crime. I think there's a subset of people who do that, but it's there. And these innocents that go on these trips, Rapipnol, whatever that drug is called, it happens, and it can wipe your memory and whatever happens from there. And it's the scary part about that is the organized crime part about that is for me it was always the wealthy, the people hanging out on the streets and the homeless, and then they never bothered me. It was people that I always had to keep my eye on were always more into the industry part. And the church part is something that I really was it is so sad. You know, not only are you getting targeted and not only are you suffering that way, but you walk into church to pray and you have no clue that they have maybe an agenda as well. Maybe they don't realize that this brain initiative hurts. Oh, wait till she starts praying, you know. Oh, then miracles will happen. Well, no, That's not how I prayed in the past. And so I'm not going to pray if you're going to listen, because I'm going to pray in my heart then. My heart will pray until this goes away, because I know God and God knows me. And that's it. So I agree with you with that. It's something that really needs to stop.
Okay, Ange, we got a commercial coming up.
Okay.
And
it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Okay, Angela, we haven't got too much time left, so I'd like your overall opinion, if you could. Mine is that this is totally disgusting, and it took me by surprise. And as a woman, you must have some really deep thoughts about this.
Of course. I do wonder what they do with the eggs that Andrea was talking about. They extract the eggs from the women, and what happens to the children then? What happens? Are they sold? Are they trafficked? Are they tortured? The scary part is that it's so manipulative that these young girls may not even know what is going on, that what's really happening to them. It might look like a friendly outing or a friendly session or a friendly business trip, but all in all, you know, you go, you shut your door, and you study, and you do what you need to do. And that's what I've learned, you know, throughout the years as a woman, to be careful. I've allowed myself to get in some sticky situations out of just pure and simple pain. And if they can take a woman and implant her and direct these energy weapons towards her, they can make her do pretty much just about anything. And that goes for a male as well. I mean, these war weapons are war weapons. They're used for war. They can make a person from Afghanistan put down his gun as much as you try. And then with the social aspect of it, go out and have fun, go out and jump up and down, go out and do this, go out. It's very difficult when you are being targeted and you just, you know, want to kind of rest after the whole thing goes away for a bit. And I encourage everyone to write letters of cease and desist. I say amen to cease and desist, and write them to everybody. I mean, I plan on it, and if it's, you know, hopefully I won't get locked up for it. But if it continues,
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No.
No.
Okay.
And,
but
it's
happening
to a close here, and I just wanted to thank you very much, Angela, and I'd like to thank our audience. And we will see you Monday
night.
Thank
you very much, Frank.
And Mike got back on again. But Mike, if you call Monday evening, we'll give you the floor. How's that? And I'm terribly sorry we ran out of time. But good night. And God bless from Boston, Massachusetts. And my name is Frank Allen.
Many people write us about their experience with Xtendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Xtendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.